Good evening. Here is the news presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our lead stories, Italian construction companies have indicated their desire to be one of the key actors in Cameroon's booming infrastructure market. They were received in audience today by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongote. The dust is yet to settle over celebrations marking the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's accession to power. Get the echoes from the regions in this edition of the news. In the meantime, the 2024 World Sambo Championship opens tomorrow in Astana in Kazakhstan. 12 Cameroonian Sambo athletes will be participating. Those were our lead stories, and now the news in full. We begin with this press release from the Presidency of the Republic. Cameroon now has a consulate general in Kwanzung in the People's Republic of China. A presidential decree opening the consulate general in Kwanzung today stipulates that under the jurisdiction of the Cameroon Embassy in the People's Republic of China, it covers the Chinese provinces of Guangdong, Hunan, Jiangxi, and Fujian. In other news, a delegation from the Association of Italian Construction Companies, led by the Italian ambassador Filippo Scamacca del Mogo, has held discussions with the Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Diongote. The focus was on ways reinforcing cooperation in the domains of road infrastructure and infrastructural development, as you tell us, our star building correspondent Christian Che Atom.
The Italian construction companies received by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongote, were gathered under their umbrella association, ANCE, and also included representatives of the leading Italian construction company, WeBuild. During the discussions, the Italians presented the names of different companies which have worked in Africa and in Cameroon before, such as Cogefa, Sagini, and Seas. They argued that roads constructed using Italian expertise have not only been durable, but cost-effective. They said at a time when Cameroon is unrolling her development strategy for 2020-2030, Italian companies want to play an active role. His Excellency Filippo Scamacca del Murgo, Italian ambassador to Cameroon.
We are here to show that the Italian constructing company would like to have a sort of new comeback to contribute on building this infrastructure, which is very much needed in the frame of the development of Cameroon, a country that needs growth, needs jobs, needs improving of the creation of revenue to improve the condition of life of the population.
During the discussions, the members of the Italian delegation and the Prime Minister made an overview of the Italian presence in the road construction sector in Cameroon. Joseph Diongote reassured them that Cameroon remains open for business with all interested investors. Christian Chiadam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Inter-urban transport stakeholders in Bafoussam have lamented that the interruption of traffic on the Chang Sancho Road as a result of the landslide in Sancho has imposed an additional financial burden on them. They emphasize that despite the extra cost, they have been ensuring the smooth movements of persons and goods without an increase in the transportation fare. Kinge Angela Pa tells us more.
The journey becomes too long and we spend too much.
This is what now obtains at most travel agencies who before now passed through Chang to pick up passengers heading for Douala.
We used to live here and pass through Li Chang like a VIP bus. We have VIP to Chang. When VIP bus leave Bafoussam, he passed Chang and carry other passengers with bought ticket there. But now we supposed to carry passengers from Chang to bring it to Bafoussam. The journey becomes too long and we spend too much time and too much money.
An official of an interurban transport agency in Bafoussam, Yungang Christelle, has reassured customers that irrespective of the additional time and distance, fares have been maintained.
Our transport has not changed. We think that government will help us to manage the route.
The drivers who ply the Bafang Banja stretch describe the road as impracticable. The transport companies have, however, put in place safety measures.
The company has prepared us seriously before we take the route. We get more time to rest, and then the route is very long, but we are used to now.
In the meantime, maintenance works are said to be currently taking place on the Bafang Kekem stretch. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bafusam.
A report published by the National Institute of Statistics indicates that consumer prices in Cameroon rose by 0.8% recently. Experts say the increase is due to domestic and external factors, which have led to a 2% rise in food prices in the country. Ngu Henry talked to an economist and put together the following report.
According to the report from the National Institute of Statistics, the increase in food prices is largely accounted for by higher prices for vegetables, breads and cereals, as well as fishes and seed food. The price hike is mainly attributed to the increase in the cost of smuggled fuel from Nigeria. The average inflation rate over the last 12 months is 4.9%, mainly driven by a 6.2% increase in food prices. An economist, Deputy Vice Chancellor for Teaching and Cooperation at the University of Bamenda, Professor Ernest Mulwa, says both domestic and externally driven factors contribute to the hike.
The raw materials used in the production of these basic commodities are largely imported. You have market disruptions and speculative trading. This is possible. This is rife now in the country. Externally driven factors, again, like climate change and environmental change, which affects especially agricultural commodities, whose destiny is tied to the environment. Higher consumer demand is also happening in Cameroon.
The report further states that other components such as transport, housing, water, gas, electricity, and education recorded increases.
Ngu Henry reporting there. The tarring of the Ngaoundary-Garoua Road will begin in the first semester of 2025. The announcement was made by the Minister of Public Works during the documentary film projected last night to celebrate the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya at the Yaoundé Cultural Center, at the Yaoundé Conference Center, rather. Several personalities attended the cultural night that was animated by artists from the four cultural zones of Cameroon. Albert Njembonde reports.
Sounds of a happy end to a more than 2 hour celebration. Members of the CPDM waving the national flag as the rest of the assembly give President Paul Biya a standing ovation over what they term a successful stewardship of the state in 42 years. Successes which were subject to a 1 hour film documentary, which summarized efforts made in the different sectors of national life. Among the major announcements made from the projection is the beginning of the tarring of the Ngaoundary-Garoua Road in the first semester of next year, made by Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ngannou-Njomessi. Then came the musical segment with a conscious effort made to showcase the four cultural zones of Cameroon. The Secretary General of the CPDM Central Committee, Jean Kwete, Prime Minister Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, members of the Political Bureau and Central Committee of the party, some members of the Diplomatic Corps, watched on as Maro Chamba, Maxime Mano, Galim Andreas, Mercy Ambroise, and the great Toto Guillaume took turns to perform. Supporters and sympathizers of the party wish President Paul Biya good health and pledge their total support in his efforts of nation building.
Political Desk Editor Albert Njembonde. Over in the Northwest region, CBDM supporters in Kambe in the Ndunga Mountain Division celebrated the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya with messages of appreciation for his contribution in the development of the area, as well as the relative calm prevailing there despite the dragging socio-political crisis that has wreaked havoc in most parts of the Northwest region for close to 8 years. Mabel Mekemdi-Sakam tells us more.
CPDM supporters in Kambe celebrating not only 42 years of President Paul Biya's accession to the helm of the state, but dancing towards the described as infrastructural blessings from the head of state, citing the transformation of the Nkambe District Hospital to a regional hospital annex and the ongoing construction of the ring road along the National Road Number 11 that cuts through Kambe. Kambe is also one of the areas in the crisis-hit Northwest region described as a green zone where the people are reportedly going about their activities in peace. The CPDM supporters attribute this optimistic picture to the efforts of the head of state in restoring normalcy. They have sent a motion of support to President Paul Biya, calling on him to stand in the 2025 presidential election, promising him their total votes. Mabel Menkemdis, Akem, CRTV News.
A consignment of didactic materials have been offered to education stakeholders in Mayolo in the North region on the occasion of the 42nd anniversary celebration of President Paul Biya's accession to power. Maimuna Njuya has the details.
Mayo Ulo is a locality in the Mayo Luti division which has numerous exigencies in the socio-economic and infrastructural areas. The donation of didactic materials to the education family of this part of the North region was highly acclaimed on the occasion of the 42nd year of President Paul Biya's reign. Considered as a major commercial herb, Mayo Ulo is an example of the peaceful cohabitation of different ethnic groups under President Biya's rule. For this reason and many others, the population came out in all confidence to celebrate the day and reaffirm their attachment to the New Deal ideal. From the North Regional Station in Garua, Maimuna Njoya for CRTV News.
In Minduru, CPDM Opanyong Center 4 section, supporters counted their blessings one by one in gratitude to President Paul Biya, 42 years in presidency. Bennett Akameondua tells us more.
The occasion gave an opportunity for supporters of the CPDM party to reiterate their gratitude to President Paul Biya. They met in Eden, a village located about 20 kilometers from Minduru, to celebrate President Paul Biya's 42 years in power. Risha Zengle Ntu, president of the CPDM Opanyong Center 4 session.
It is thanks to him that we have a council here in Minduru. We are here to celebrate as well as thank the head of state for all he has and is still doing for us.
The time is more than ever for mobilization. Ghislaine Bertrand-Pouom, representative of the CPDM Central Committee.
We, the supporters, are mobilized as one and wishing that President Paul Biya sits in for the next year's presidential election.
After the cutting of the cake, supporters carried out a much past activity, professing full loyalty to the head of state. Minduru, Bennett Akameondua, CRTV.
In Bipindi, in the Ocean Division of the South Region, CPDM supporters and sympathizers used the occasion of the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's presidency to reaffirm their loyalty to his leadership. LCNG reports.
The celebration was an occasion for the CPTM supporters and sympathizers to count diverse achievements in the area in terms of health, education and socioeconomic infrastructure since President Paul Biya's ascension to power. Etienne Ngun, CPTM Northwest Section President.
We have the exploitation of mine, the construction of our road, the promotion of son of Bindi in the government.
Representing the CPTM Divisional Permanent Head, Patrice Melom, used the occasion to call on the party's supporters and sympathizers to rally behind their illustrious champion and follow his directives without condition.
We should continue to follow the direction given by this president to us to the future.
The cutting of anniversary cake, patriotic songs, a motion of support addressing President Paul Biya to stand for the 2025 presidential elections, and a work to demonstrate their loyalty to the party animated celebrations in Bipindi. For CRTV News, Elsinji reports from Bipindi.
Away from the anniversary celebration and on to other news stories, 600 trainees have undergone refresher courses in the Rapid Intervention Battalion B camp in Salak Marwa, focusing on aptitude and security to address the aggressions of the Boko Haram insurgency. Major General Philip Pai urged the graduates to be worthy ambassadors of the training program. As you tell us, Henry Tato Ekambi.
The fourth session of the refresher courses that saw close to 600 trainees taking part focused on aptitude and security. With Cameroon facing multifaceted threats, including the atrocities of the Boko Haram sect, these soldiers are now expected to efficiently carry out operational missions in the field with honor and loyalty. For close to 4 months, the trainees expanded their knowledge and acquired skills on how to lead a platoon, that is, a small group of about 10 or 12 soldiers. Major General Philip Mbai, commander of defense schools and training centers, who presided over the ceremony, urged the graduates to apply their skills in line with their mission of ensuring the safety of people and their properties. Marwa, Henry Tatoekambi, CLTV.
You are listening to the 7 p.m. news and on to sports. 12 Cameroonian Sambo athletes begin participating in the 2024 World Sambo Championship that opens tomorrow in Astana in Kazakhstan. The Cameroonian athletes had their maiden training session this morning with a resolve to produce more world champions this year. Details with CRTV Special Envoy to Astana, Ben Collins, near Berwo.
The 49th World Sambo Championship begins with a weighing ceremony, and Team Cameroon, that is made up of 12 male and female athletes, will be part of that ceremony. The delegation arrived in Astana in two groups. The competition, which Cameroon will be fighting first to defend two World Championship titles in Jimulu Seidu, in men's less than 98 kilograms category combat sambo, and Jantu Nana Maxwell in the plus 98 kilograms category, still in combat sambo, before battling to produce new world champions. Athletes from over 90 countries around the world are expected to battle for medals in sambo sports, combat sambo, and sambo for visually impaired in 31 different categories. According to information from officials of the International Sambo Federation, FIAS, over 15 countries are already here. Two Cameroonian athletes will be on the mat this Friday, Ongeni Chimi Marie Victorine, in women's 72 kilograms category, combat sambo, and Tombu Julien in men's plus 98 kilograms category, sambo sport. From Astana in Kazakhstan, Ben Collins, Senior Beriwo, for the CRTV News.
And on to this press release, the Minister of Finance informs taxpayers under the non-profit organization NPO's tax scheme that in accordance with the OHADA Uniform Act on the accounting system for non-profit entities, the Directorate General of Taxes, in partnership with the national bodies responsible for accounting and taxation, has implemented new models of statistical and tax returns, STR, specific to NPOs. These new forms are now available on the online platform of the Tax Administration at the following address, www.imports.cm, to facilitate compliance with tax deadlines. The Minister of Finance invites all NPOs to submit their tax returns for the 2023 fiscal year no later than December 31st, 2024, via the said platform. Furthermore, The minister informs the public that the tax administration is actively continuing training sessions dedicated to the use of these new STR models. He strongly encourages NPOs to contact their respective tax offices for any assistance or additional information regarding the implementation of these new provisions. The Minister of Finance reaffirms his commitment to supporting taxpayers in fulfilling their tax obligations and relies on everyone's civic responsibility to ensure compliance. And that's the 7 p.m. news. But before we part ways, a recap of our major stories. Italian construction companies have indicated their desire to be one of the key actors in Cameroon's booming infrastructure markets. They were received in audience today by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongote. The dust is yet to settle over celebrations marking the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's accession to power. You got the echoes from the regions in this edition of the news. In the meantime, the 2024 World Sambo Championship opens tomorrow in Astana in Kazakhstan. 12 Cameroonian Sambo athletes will be participating. The 7 p.m. news is a presentation of Elizabeth Mbombone Agbor.